Good evening, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. How'd your Thursday go? My day was pretty crazy. Between it being the last day of school and the day our church hosts the Christmas market, there was a lot of excitement in the air, and a few snowflakes as well. The Christmas market was a great success. I saw lots of smiles, lots of hot chocolate, and lots of amazing handmade gifts getting wrapped up for Christmas. That included a couple things I picked up. I've been debating all day if I should share what I got, because I'm sure some of you are curious. But there are also gifts that I'll be giving people next week. This is a tough call. Okay, you know what? If you promise to help me keep it a surprise, I'll tell you. The first thing I got was a poem from Miss Carolyn. She's a poet who lives here in town, and she's known for using an old typewriter. A special thing she can do is make up a poem on the spot about whatever topic you want. My daughter really wants to be a dentist, so I had her write a poem about teeth. Then I went over to Mr. Rutherford's table. He carves things out of wood, including toys. My son is really into trucks right now, and there was the most adorable hand-carved wooden fire truck. Lastly, I wanted to find something for my wife. Well, this year, my daughter's teacher went down to the harbor and picked up some cool rocks and had each of the students paint one for the market. I was able to get our daughter's rock, which she'd painted with a cool space theme. I think my wife's gonna love it, and my daughter will be surprised. If you don't tell her, that is. It can be so hard to keep something a surprise, can't it? As soon as the market wrapped up, I immediately wanted to give everyone their gifts because I'm so excited about them. That's one of the funny things about growing up, at least for me. When I was a kid, I loved getting presents. And don't get me wrong, I still really appreciate it when people think of me. But especially now that I'm a dad, I get so much more excited by giving gifts. Have you ever felt that way? We said Wednesday morning that one of the best things about joy is that when you share it with others, they get more and you never have less. What are some of the ways your family shares joy with each other? Do you all have a favorite meal you eat regularly, like taco night or ice cream on Friday nights in the summer? Do you have a fun activity that you do together, like swimming or doing a puzzle? Take a few moments to name the ways you multiply joy in your family. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. Okay, like I said, it's been a busy day. Fun, but busy for sure. Let's pray together, and then I think I'm heading to bed too. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for the joy that comes from both giving and receiving. Fill our hearts with joy so we have plenty to share with others. Give us a good night's sleep tonight so that we can wake up tomorrow rested and refreshed and ready to end the week well. Amen. Good night, Grace Harbor. I'll talk to you in the morning.